Hello, game hackers. I'm Joe, otherwise known as Rensko, and joining me I have
Chris. What's going on, guys? Got a few things to talk about, as well as an interview with Fenny at the end about the current state of his cafe.
It's pretty badass. Definitely not gonna lie, Fenny definitely surprised me when he joined.
Oh yeah, to say the least. It's a great thing to have him around, especially doing an interview with us. I think we're the first people to hear his voice.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. It's one of those people that you know very little about, but is just great.
Yep, so let's get through these other topics first. What do we got?
Alright, we're gonna start off with some Game Hackers discussion tonight. The new look guys, pretty badass. Virus, thank you for taking your time out and redoing it. It needed to be done. The Ventrilo has been down because the people we had sponsoring it just disappeared off the face of the earth. So right now we're sitting in our new one, which we will release the IP address probably within the next 6 hours or so. Paid fully from VIP money, guys. Without you guys, we couldn't have it. A lot of people use it, so just, yeah.
Yep, stop in anytime. The IP will be up soon. Back to the new look. We definitely had to do it, and we had Virus come on for like, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours straight, and he was working on it hard, so thanks a lot to him.
Yeah, thank you for, also thanks to Markster for helping find the theme. theme hunting's not fun, especially for V-Bulletin.
Oh yeah, definitely not. What's next?
These projects. I'm gonna let you take over this one.
Alright, so first we got the multi-hack, which we had some false reports of a VAC 2 update today. Definitely wasn't true, but I will release a new update soon.
It's supposed to feature what, I think Vash is gonna release it in a few more weeks also. I'll let him take over at this point.
Yeah. I'm kind of a bind right now because last night I decided to open up the source, make a few irreversible changes, and now I'm just gonna have to release it all at once, you know? All the new goodies.
How sad.
So I guess we'll have to come out and say it right now. The new feature is an aimbot.
Please keep in mind, it is a bot, so it's based off of a specific. So in order for the aimbot to be used, you have too much?
Way too much. That'll be edited out. Wow, that's a lot of editing I had to do there.
okay.
Oh yeah. Basically an aimbot. That's all you're getting.
Oops. Alright, let's start talking about some Nintendo news. I'm not gonna talk about this at all.
Yeah, woo. We're supposed to have like 4 other people in this podcast and nobody decided to show up. Alright, so basically Nintendo held a big media summit, and for absolutely no reason. It should have been their E3 event, but they decided to wait a little longer and be the spotlight, you know? Their first big announcement was the DSi. They spent about 5 minutes talking about nothing, and then bam, brought out the new DS. And it was a pretty big announcement. It's got dual cameras, larger screens, smaller overall size, though. It lost the GBA slot, it added a new SD slot, has a built-in browser, and a new thing called DSware, where you can download games right onto the SD cards or onto the built-in flash drive. Alright, let me take a breath there. They also announced a couple cool new games, Sin and Punishment 2, huge hardcore announcement there, and Punch-Out for the Wii, another old-school game coming back.
Yeah, gotta stick with the classics, especially from Nintendo. They have a whole bunch of great ones.
Oh yeah, for sure. They also announced Play on Wii, a new series where they're bringing back GameCube games up to the Wii with new controls. There's a list of, let's see here, seven games that they've announced so far. Donkey Kong Jungle Beat, where you're losing the bongos and you're getting Wiimote controls instead, which is a downgrade if you ask me. Pikmin 1 and Pikmin 2, great games. Glad to see they're coming back. And just so there's no confusion, it's not the Pikmin that Miyamoto addressed at E3. They are making a Pikmin 3 for Wii. There's Chibi-Robo coming back, Mario Power Tennis coming back, and Metroid Prime 1 and 2. So those are great ones to upgrade to the Wii. Yeah, so that's pretty much it for the Nintendo news, I guess.
Alright, some lovely Steam news. Cafes are going down. We have the interview which Freddy's gonna go speak to us about. It is such a shame. It has been confirmed. We're all gonna miss it, but you know what? It's for most of the douchebags that got the certificates bad. So, thank you very much, guys.
Yeah, beyond that though, Valve is pretty much taking down all cafe. They want you to register individual computers, and that's just ridiculous. Fenny will address that later though, so moving on.
VIP discussion.
Yep, so the aimbot, like I said, is coming soon. Not sure if it's going to be in VIP first, or it's just going to come out to everybody. Still thinking about that.
I have an article for something about random in a few minutes also.
Alright, cool.
I guess we'll go up to read your questions right now, since there's not much more to talk about at this point.
Alright, moving on. Let's see, who do we have reader questions from? This one's from Dragon Boy, I think a VIP member. He wanted to address Maniac with this one, but he couldn't make it. So he asked, I'd like to ask him a question about action replay codes. He said he had a few to release soon, and he was wondering when they were coming out. Maniac's response, I guess, is to start releasing them, because he released one today, and there's more on the way. And we have another one here from Oni. He asked, what were your first thoughts on coming to Game Hackers? This one was for Fenny or Wired. And I haven't been able to ask him yet. So, yeah, I'll work on that as we speak. Moving on.
Alright, I got a random thing. Rapid Share was brought to court, and they lost. Now they must proactively remove copyrighted content, which is very bad for us, the wear scene out there. RapidShare is going to add in their terms of service that they must know the password for each RAR file, zip, or whatever other type of file that is on their server. This does break privacy laws and whatnot, but it's what they do. They got sued, they lost a lot of money, and it's just fucking sucks. As we know it, RapidShare might be brought down, and we might just have to go to fucking that MegaShare shit. So, yeah. Also, iPod section, we are still in the works for that. Right now, after Virus has been so kind to do the theme and everything, he's been kind of busy with other things, of course.
So, I'm thinking we're going to write an article for each version of the iPod Touch and iPhone, and how you can go about jailbreaking it.
Yes, and also reviews on it would not be a bad thing also.
Yep, that'll all be coming soon, hopefully.
Also, the scripting class that WeakSauce, or I think FuFu is his form name, started talking about, we will start putting that the class in motion. We do need a solid list of somewhat members, because we're not going to teach one or two people. We're going to teach a whole bunch of people, so we can have different sessions and whatnot. The classes will go on in Ventrilo and in IRC, for those of you who do not have a microphone.
So, who will be doing what?
Well, honestly, we don't know that yet. We'll probably have both of us in both things, just so it's easiest, and just in case we both have to ask each other a question. Pretty much that's all we have for Game Hackers news this weekend, other random news. We know the podcast has been delayed, and we're sorry for that. We had Ventrilo issues, like I addressed earlier. It shouldn't happen again. We were supposed to have a few other people joining us tonight, but they couldn't make it, which is another reason why we put off the podcast. We are sorry for delaying this, but we do have an amazing interview that will be on the podcast that you guys will rather enjoy.
Yep. Basically, right now, I'm just waiting for Wired to answer that question, and then we can move on to the interview.
Yeah, currently Wired is actually extremely busy, by the way, but yeah.
Yeah, so I guess we're not getting an answer for that.
Yeah,
maybe next week then.
But he said it's extremely busy.
Alright, so I guess it's on to the interview. Thanks for joining us, guys. We're gonna edit in the interview here, and I guess this is peace.
Peace, guys. Hopefully next week we'll have more topics and more to talk about. This is just thrown together last moment. Bye.
Guys, we're joined here today with the infamous Fenny.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Alright, we got a little interview set up with him. First off, we'd like to say it's quite the honor having you here with us, and thanks for taking the time.
Well, I suppose it is for you, right? I'm just messing with you.
That's what we like to do around here, boost your ego a little bit.
Yeah, that's been done fairly well so far.
Alright, right into the questions. In case somebody has been hiding in a dark cave without Wi-Fi for the past few years, could you give us a little background information?
Well, I am Fenny, otherwise known as Fenny. I randomly picked my name one day when registering on FreeSteam. I'm generally known as that guy who does the thing with the cafe.
Good enough for me. How long have you been doing Steam hacking?
Well, I've been messing around with Steam hacking for about 3 years. Technically, though, I've been using cracks developed by other people like Q or HCUPA, the greats, for a couple years before that, but I only started doing my own stuff about 3 years ago.
Cool, cool. What do you mostly program in?
I'm a big fan of the C-based languages. Mainly I've been doing C++, but for a while I was strongly C#.
Cool, cool. Obviously you're known by most people as the cafe guy, but what else hacking related do you do?
Well, I have cracked a few small applications, like back when iDoser forced you to purchase a new dose every time, I cracked that, but not too much other than that.
That's pretty cool. Let's see here. You made a statement about the future of your cafe in our VIP section, and we were wondering if you'd like to make a comment on that.
Well, all indications say that Valve is about to take down their VTT server, which is their time tracking server, which means my system is either going to have to change or go down completely.
Interesting. There's a lot of cafes out there, though. It's going to affect a lot of places.
Yeah, they're going to, in fact, on Valve's site, they recommend using a static account per each PC in a batch file, which is just lunacy in my mind.
Seems like a lame way of just shutting you down, pretty much.
Oh, that wouldn't stop me, but I'm not sure if I want to go on beyond this.
Yeah, I could see how it would get to be a lot. So, assuming you do walk away from the cafe scene, what's next for you?
Well, my current project, unreleased, in fact, this would be the first word anyone but Division would have heard of, is that I'm working on a Steam-based client that runs completely on my own code, and if Division's into it, maybe some of his code, that will actually update everything completely extracted. That way, it's not so much game content file-based.
That's very interesting to hear. We asked Wired the same thing last week, but what do you think about Project 7 and, you know, other copy and paste work?
Well, generally, I think that copy and paste work without permission is just it's stealing. But, you know, I worked with Project 7 for a while. Fuhlman, he's interesting. He's not the worst person in the world, but I have seen his Trojans and that sort of thing. Oh, and you might also be interested to hear that the hobo.pfx, that I'm sure a lot of you have seen or had, was leaked through a certain member on Project 7, and now pretty much everyone has it.
Interesting, I didn't know you worked with them.
Well, sort of. Essentially what I did was I rebranded my cafe application and allowed them to sell subscriptions to it.
I see you did the same thing with Royal Hack, right?
Yeah, I did, but we actually used the hashing algorithm from Venoma's client, so it was more closely linked to the hardware ID of his.
Ah, interesting. So, of course, the same question we asked everybody, what's this I hear about an affiliation between Fenny Fatal and GameHacker?
My lawyer is advising me not to answer this question on grounds of insanity. However, he also just recently advised me to take 2 hits of mescaline, so I don't know.
What else was I going to say? Oh yeah, we have one more question. What happened with FreeSteam?
Well, FreeSteam essentially started out with quite a few talented people, like myself, Dart, let's see, Ixel was on there for a while. You know, just a few of the greats. I apologize to anyone I forgot to mention, but those are the people I interacted with most directly. And essentially, when those people left, the main source of FreeSteam's fame, user base, and everything, which was the cafe, left at the same time.
Right, right. A lot of sketchy stuff has been going on there with Valve.
Well, yeah, I know. CJ, who I swear I saw a second ago on here, ended up having to negotiate with Valve to get one of his accounts re-enabled. I don't know if he ever actually did, but I know he was talking to their head of support for a while for that one.
Well, I didn't know anything about that. He probably should have came out and said that instead of keeping it all, you know, behind closed doors and making it all sketchy.
Making it sound a little, well, I guess sketchy is the right word for it.
Yep, yep. Let's see here. Valve hasn't done any back module updates in 2 months. Any idea what they're working on?
You know, I really don't know. I have a feeling, though, that rather than updating the client-side module, they're just updating their server-side definitions and the interface. Because looking at it, it looked like they had a sort of modular execution in there so that they could, on the fly from server side, execute code.
What about the rumors going around that they're going to convert to the Orange Box? And do you think that's going to occur anytime soon? Or maybe that's what they're working on currently?
You know, I really don't know anything about that, but they did convert Source up to the Base 2 engine, which is running at 6, as opposed to, I think it dropped down to 3 on their API.
Yeah, that sounds just about correct.
I guess that's it for questions. Thanks for the time, and hopefully you can be here tomorrow for our podcast.
Well, I hope I can make it. Appreciate the interview.
Thank you for your time. It was definitely great talking to you.
Yeah, good times, good times.